Robert Taylor is an author, research scientist, successful businessman. In March of 2000, Taylor's discovery earned him a nomination for the Nobel Memorial Prize in Economics. His book, Paradigm, supports the validity of his discovery, the predictability of the stock market. Taylor lives in Atlanta, Georgia, with his wife. He's our guest this hour on Coast to Coast AM. Robert, this is an incredible, incredible theory.
Yeah, well, thank you. Hi, George. How you doing?
How did you find it? I'm fine, thanks.
This, it was 1987. I read a science paper from a fellow by the name of Hurst, who spent about 11 years trying to figure out how to predict the stock market and failed at it. But he speculated that human behavior was regulated by some type of a driver, an outside driver, and he speculated that it would possibly be gravity or electromagnetic energy or something to that effect. And when he said gravity, I thought, well, that had to be it. If there was a driver of human behavior, gravity, according to Einstein, is the greatest force in the universe. So that's when I started my scientific research. One of the main points that he made was he did his research back in the 40s and 50s, and you know, what he was looking at was people around the world would buy the market or sell the market simultaneously, and we didn't have the news reporting services and agencies that we have today.
Right.
And so he knew that there was something going on. And so what I did is I looked at the gravity situation and found out that you can't measure gravity. So what I finally landed on was I measured the effects of gravity, and by doing so, I could measure how much gravitational force was being exerted.
And this is what I have. The increases in market price are in direct response to the decreases in gravitational forces, and the decreases in market price are in direct response to the increases in gravitational forces. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. Right. There's basically four trends per year in market trends. I call market seasonality. And what it really evolves around is everybody talks about the highs in December, January, and the lows in September, October. What really is happening is you have highs in December and January and another high in June and July period, and the lows are September, October, and March and April. And what that boils down to is the highest gravitational pulls that we suffer are in September and October and March and April, and the lowest are in December, January, June, July. On the winter and summer solstices and the equinoxes have the highest gravity. And if anyone out there had a chart back or pulled up a chart of the Dow Jones Industrial Average back to 19 and 20 and just drew lines from December, January period down to March, April, up to June, July, down to September, October, and back up to December, January again, 95% of the time that's exactly true. So the theory holds water, I'll say, so to speak.
Robert, what do you use to get your data to look at the gravitational forces or the fluctuations?
What I did at first is I downloaded NOAA, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration data, and those are precise measurements astronomically. But what I was really looking at to how to measure gravity was the ocean undulation patterns, our tidal effects, the raising and lowering of the ocean. This gave me an exact measurement of how strong the gravitational pulls were or how minor they were. So it's actually tidal, our nautical charts that I use as an input data.
Now, does one have to be concerned about the specific stock of a company they're going to buy, or do they just look at the gravitational forces, whether they're decreasing or increasing, and then they decide what they're going to do?
No, individual stocks are subject to anomalies inside their own sectors, but the general market in a downtrend, let's say we have a two-year downtrend,
okay,
like 2000 to 2002, all the stocks go down. There are a few, you know, that were contrarians that didn't move down, but the general market goes down in the yearly trends and the monthly trends. The downtrend, let's say, from June-July period down to September-October, all the stocks are going to go down, for the exception of just a few. So the individual stocks suffer the same effect as the entire market itself, as in the indexes.
Now, this week, Robert, the stock market suffered a real bad week. Can one assume that the gravitational forces increased? If you go back and look at the data, which I'm sure you've been peeking at,
Yeah, I do this. I do weekly forecast and multi-monthly forecast and yearly forecast, and we've hit a period of time where we had high gravitational fluctuations about 3 weeks ago, and that was the lowest about 3 weeks ago, and that was the tops in the markets, and now we're heading down to an September-October period. So we're in a down bias or a downtrend right now, and I anticipate that the markets will be lower than they are now in September, October.
This is absolutely staggering. And I guess, have you made money doing this?
I've been trading this since 1996. So when I first started my research, I had to do it academically so that I could, document everything that I was looking at. So I traded options, futures. I traded individual stocks, currencies, bonds. Everything to test it against the theory of these individual trends, and as an experience type thing, and documented the information. And at the end of this period, I took my research paper and sent it to a group of referees and international scholars in Washington, and they looked it over and declared it empirical. And those are the same people that nominated me for the Nobel Prize in Economics.
All right, with the gravitational forces. What's happening? These are forces that are obviously affecting human beings. I assume that's what's causing this, right? The effect on the human, the mindset of a person, or is there something else afoot here?
I think it's in economics. It's very easy to prove just by graphing it and looking at the basic four seasons of the year. But gravity is such a strong force that it raises and lowers the oceans twice daily, and human beings are made of over 85 or about 80% water, and so we're affected to an extent. Years ago, I had a book was published in 1994 called Ops Time: The Secret to Perfect Timing for Success. And in this book, what I looked at is how gravity affected us as far as many different sciences like criminal behavior, psychology, medicine, geophysics, and personal fitness, and all the little human behaviors that affect us on a daily basis. And what I showed in this particular book was how gravity affected us, and when were times that would be better to do specific things and not to do specific things.